Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, this is a warning, and you're listening to Beyond the Boys Club on Consequence.
What do you think it'd be like to be a band out of Mexico of all sisters making it in your teens as teenagers? Do you think there might be some pushback? I feel like there would be a lot of pushback, but that was and is the life of the Warning. They started out just as kids, basically, and they had so much talent, though, and ended up playing the biggest stages at such a young age. I think people were just confused. What is this? But you could not deny their talent. And it's so great to see them grow and mature as musicians. And today, they have got a new record, Keep Me Fed, which is awesome because it's very diverse. I think my favorite thing about it is just how diverse this record is. And you've got all kinds of different genres on there, and it really shows their evolution as a band. It's Anne Erickson, and you're on Beyond the Boys Club on Consequence. Awesome to have you here as always. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's totally free. Just hit that subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave a 5-star review. Thanks for your awesome support. We'll get into our interview with The Warning in just a few.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Well, I'm so excited to have the ladies of The Warning on the show. So introduce yourselves, say your names, and what you do in the band.
Hey, everyone. We are Danny.
Hal.
And I'm Ari.
And we're The Warning.
Yay. You guys want to, like, individually, like, say what you play, you know, that sort of thing, just to give people, if someone's unfamiliar, like, an idea of what each of you does.
Oh, sure. Of course. Well, we're The Warning. We're a rock band from Monterrey, Mexico. We're three sisters. I'm Danny. I'm the guitar player and lead singer.
I am Pau, and I am the drummer.
And I am Ale, and I am the bass player.
Awesome. So you guys are all sisters, as you just mentioned, which is really neat. So take me back to when you first started playing music and how it was like a family thing.
Oh, so we started out since we were very young. We all started playing the piano. That's how we started in music. But overall, our parents are incredible music lovers, and they just love music. So we were used to hearing music all around in our house. We loved listening to Queen, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, Elton John, Billy Joel, all that kind of stuff. So we grew up with that, but it wasn't until our parents bought us the video game, The Rock Band, that we really wanted to do this. Danny and Pau spend hours and hours playing that game, and I just loved watching them play. And so Danny always picked up the guitar, and so right now she plays the guitar. Pau did the same with the drums. Eventually I picked up the bass, but that's how we started. That was our main inspiration to do what we do right now, the video game, The Rock Band. And after that, we just started covering our favorite songs, and we uploaded them to YouTube until one of those covers, our Enter Sandman cover by Metallica, went viral. And after that, we just started writing our own music, and now we're here.
That was like the perfect recap.
Yeah. It's like the Warning 101.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's great. So how did you go about picking covers? Because that Metallica one was a really unique choice, and obviously it paid off because it blew up and went viral.
I mean, we should have just picked what our parents were listening to. These are songs that we heard and we're like, oh, that's challenging. We can try and play it together. But it wasn't like this strategy meetings that we had, yeah, like which song to pick. It's just like, oh, we kind of like this one. Let's play it.
Yeah, you have cool parents, because my parents would not listen to Metallica if it weren't for me. So it sounds like your parents had some good bands for you to want to cover.
Yeah, oh, for sure. We grew up with our parents' music, and I feel like they really just taught us how to love music more than, and all types of music. We would listen, obviously, to rock music, but also classical music and pop music, and just also like children's music, because we were kids at the time. But it is with this love of music that we grew up with that just like really keeps inspiring us to do what we do today.
What were some of the female musicians that you grew up listening to?
Well, you know, definitely Paramore. Loved like Hayley Williams. It's the biggest one.
Yeah, she was like, the band was on Rock Band. Yeah. So also No Doubt.
No like, Doubt.
We grew up with the Rock Band, and there were a lot of like female fronted bands on the game. So, like, this notion of, like, there are such few women in rock thing was never a reality for us. It was only until we started playing live and we were the only girls on, like, these stages in which we were like, oh, my God, that's real. Okay. But also, I mean, I always saw women in music because I played with my sisters all the time. So exactly. I had this representation right in front of me. I never felt, like, alone in it. And my biggest inspirations were genuinely just my sisters and seeing what they were doing and how they were growing. I want to do exactly that.
That's great, because it's funny though how you guys, like, finally when you were out there playing shows and stuff, you looked around and realized, wow, this is more unique maybe than you thought, that maybe there aren't a ton of bands, especially I'll talk with a lot of bands that have one female musician in the band, but to have a band of all females, I think that is still kind of an anomaly.
Yeah, no,
you don't see it as often.
And we get it a lot as well, especially since we're sisters as well. That's like, oh my God, and your sister's like, yeah. So we do have that kind of like sister connection on stage. And I think that it's heard through our music as well.
So what made you guys want to make music as sisters instead of kind of going off and doing your own thing? It's nice that you guys obviously love each other a lot and get along, because not all siblings get along.
I feel that more than anything, music for us was always directly correlated to family. It was the family time that we had. It was watching these concerts, listening to these albums. And when we started playing, it was like, it is something that I do with my sisters. It was just like always like that. So when we started writing, it was a no-brainer to do it together. That was how we started playing, and that was how we were going to keep playing. So it was never a factor of like, oh, I have to do this because my sisters are doing it. It was just like, we are doing this because we were brought up in this environment, and we can't imagine doing it with anyone else.
Exactly.
What was it like coming up as a rock band in Mexico City?
Oh, we're actually from Monterrey, Mexico.
Oh, okay. I said Mexico. I read Mexico City somewhere. I don't know, but
but growing up here, like, there's a lot of hard rock fans. A lot of festivals.
Mexico loves rock. Exactly. So I mean, it's probably not what you hear on the radio on like mainstream stuff, but there is such a big rock culture in our country and such passion and energy for it. So when we started out, there were crowds that like we were going to these festivals, and they were just like full. I know that people don't think Mexico and think, oh, obviously rock and roll. But we are such a rock and roll country. So we were just brought up in an environment culturally where this was a genre that people just like really, really loved.
I believe it, because whenever I see big festivals announced, a lot of times I'm jealous of like the Mexico or the festivals in Mexico, because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. They have all these great rock and metal bands. And so that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, no, we do have amazing crowds and amazing festivals to offer. Mexicans in general are very passionate, and especially with music. So enjoying live concerts, it's a big thing in our culture.
That's great. So speaking of live music and stuff, you guys have performed with some huge names like Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters. What were those experiences like? I mean, I can't imagine.
Definitely. We couldn't imagine either. Honestly, we're shocked and we're so grateful to have had the opportunity to have those experiences. And of course, it was absolutely amazing, especially like, well, as you said, for Foo Fighters, we had the opportunity to perform in one of the biggest stages in our country.
Honestly, it was just such a big dream come true. You can imagine these things when you're younger and dream about them. But it is so jarring to actually live them. Like, to be in that moment and be conscious that you are living out your dreams. And you just learn so much and you grow so much from these experiences. And we're just very grateful to have had the opportunity to live this.
That's so great. I love to see that people living out their dreams. And you have an album on the way, which is why we're talking. It's called Keep Me Fed, which is a great title. So first of all, I want to know, why did you guys name it that?
Ooh, okay. So Keep Me Fed is our newest album.
Keep Me Fed came out of a song that is called Consume. It is a lyric in the song. And basically, it just encompasses the idea that in society that we live in today, nothing is ever enough. We are never satisfied with anything, and it doesn't matter how much we give, or like, it is never equal to how much we take. And it is how, like, we as artists participate in that cycle of consumerism, of like how we put out our music, how people consume it, how we consume other music. And it is just kind of like shedding a light on that and how we were living this reality while we were recording this album. I mean, we were touring, we were writing, it was all just done in such a short period of time. It just felt like we were like really participating in such a like machine, in such a system. And as you can see in the cover that we have, it's like we're on this table full of food and it's like excessive and it's just so much. And we're on this table and we're trying to disrupt that reality. And it's kind of like what we're trying to do with this album, just bring some light to this thing and just kind of like disrupt things a little.
Oh, I love it. No, that's so great. I kind of feel that way with social media too, because I look around and I don't post a ton on socials, but I see a lot of people, especially musicians and stuff. It's like they're almost expected to keep people fed and just constantly give them new content all the time. And I feel like it wasn't always that way.
Yeah, you got it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I know. It can be stressful probably. So what makes this record different from some of your past ones?
Well, you know, the process of making it was very, very different because we were very used to like writing by ourselves and having a lot of time in the studio. And this one was the complete opposite. We had like very limited time in the studio and we opened our creative process to working with a lot of new people. Every song was co-written with different people who we had never met before the day that we wrote the songs. So that was a very different experience. And we loved it. We loved the new places of exploring music that it took us on. And I feel like because of that and what we lived through the last couple of years as a band, it definitely reflects on the music. And it's a very new and exciting era for The Warning.
Oh, that's so awesome. So what are you most excited about for people when they hear this record? Like, is there something that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for them to hear this or this aspect of it or this particular track?
Ooh, I feel like what I am most excited about personally is for them to hear the variety of styles that we cover on this album. Because as we release singles, people are like, oh, they're doing this and they're no longer doing that. Or like they changed this and now they're changing that. And it just varies a lot in between people's opinions of what should be and what should not be in a hard rock album. And I feel like with this album, we made something for everybody. Something for the person who rarely listens to rock music and for like the super hard rock fan. There's just a little bit of something for everybody. And also for us, we have such like, it's very exciting to think that we're going to play it live. There's a variety, like it has different areas to it and different dynamics that we can bring on stage and shows and just have this new experience that we can offer to for our fans live.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I love it when a band switches it up and kind of changes their sound for some stuff. And it sounds, you know, you have some tracks that are more like classic for you guys. But I think that's so great. And I don't understand why people want to keep bands pigeonholed. I think that just makes it really boring and just not dynamic, very static.
Yeah, I mean, music is about evolving all the time. Especially rock is about like breaking boundaries and doing new stuff all the time. So I'm glad that even though, like, we know sometimes people expect the same things from us, I love that we have a team.
We let ourselves.
And, like, the people around us that, like, really let us grow in these areas and try different stuff.
Yeah, no, that is definitely great. So what is it like for you to be a all-female band in the rock world today? Because you are a bit younger than some of the people I've interviewed. So I feel like, you know, obviously you weren't out there, like, in the 90s or 80s when it was definitely super rare. But do you ever kind of feel kind of different out there as of now, or do you not feel that at all?
I mean, it's very different from when we started out as to where we are now. Not only us as a band, but like the industry, like as a whole. We started out when we were kids. So we were three little girls on very big stages and festivals, and people didn't necessarily like that. Not only like the crowds, but the people in the festivals themselves, like the crews, the hands, people that were in the industry were sometimes just like really mean to us all the time. But we were surrounded by like a team that really believed in us and always constantly like kind of protected us from that since we started out. But now as we keep growing up and we keep seeing things for what they are, it's really nice to see how things have been changing. Like we're not, like we go to these festivals and we're no longer the only women in these festivals. Like there's a line in the women's bathroom for the first time, so that's fantastic to live through. And I feel like things slowly are opening up more than anything, especially in the rock genre. Rock has always been the genre to break these like stigmas, to try new stuff. So for us to participate in that and to show a new air, like space of how rock music can be. And not only as women, but as Mexican women in international stages, to bring a little bit of our culture and about, like who we are and share that with people and have people listen to us and accept it and like be open to it. It's just really nice to see that type of openness from the crowds right now.
That's so great. So do you think starting out, you mentioned that it was difficult. Do you think it wasn't just the fact that you were women, but just your age? Do you think that there is like an ageism thing? Because I have had people on the podcast too who started out really young, and they kind of said the same thing, that people didn't want to take them seriously or didn't want to think they were as good as they were because they were so young.
Yeah, you know, more than anything, I feel like people don't know what to think when they see like kids on stage when they're like, you know, expecting to see a full-on, you know, rock show.
Yeah, like you really can't judge them for being judgmental.
Exactly.
Like if I went to a festival and before me there's a band of like three kids, it's like, oh my god, what are you doing here, like what's going on? Even though like I was that band at one point, It is still something shocking to see. You don't expect to see children working at that age.
Yeah.
But
music is for everyone at the end of the day. And if you have the opportunity to share it since like you're that young, that's an opportunity that we had. And to be able to grow in that area when you have people being responsible around you.
And something that we loved, even though we knew we had that stereotype of like people not taking us seriously at the on stage at some point, was that after we gave our show, people would have that, you know, different mindset now. They would enjoy the show and be like, this is amazing. And maybe next time that they see a band of kids on stage, they won't have that same, you know, mindset. So we love that moment of when we kind of just like prove that we can be there.
Yeah. Do you have, like, speaking of festivals, do you have any kind of funny stories of when, I hear this a lot too, where maybe people thought you weren't the band? Like, hey, is your boyfriend around? Or, you know, something like that.
I don't think we've gotten the boyfriend thing, but we've gotten like areas where they don't let us on stage. Oh, and it's like, okay, no,
you need a pass.
Like, we're the like... band. Like, we have a pass, we swear. But honestly, most of the time, it's just people doing their jobs. It's security being good security. So we really can't complain. But sometimes, like, for interviews and stuff like that, you go to the booth and they're expecting somebody else. Like, they don't expect you to be the person they're going to be interviewing. You, like,
which band are you here with?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The with, it's like, oh, no, we are.
Right.
But it's not... like, I can see how in the past I could have been, like, super mean. But for us, thankfully, it hasn't been like, oh, you can't go in there. You have to wait for your boyfriend. No, not really.
That's good. And that's a really understanding view that you have. And it sounds like the people you've dealt with right away, they get it. Whereas sometimes it sounds like they almost fight it with some of the people I've talked to where they're like, no, there's no way you're the band. It's like, yeah, you're the band. Like, Google it.
Oh, my God.
Look at the picture of the band. Cool. So what are your hopes for the future of The Warning?
Well, definitely to more people that can hear our music and make it their own, honestly, because that's what we love about music, sharing it, and that people can have it in their lives when, you know, they need it. So, and also touring. We've been touring a lot and we've been visiting places that we've never visited before. So as long as we get to like keep doing that, we would.
I feel like it has always been the same dream. Like, I feel like we've been saying this answer for such a long while, but it is crazy how like we keep saying it and it is still at the bottom, the same dream and the same goal. Yeah. It just keeps growing in like numbers,
in
like
magnitude.
Like our shows that we would give before, it was like, oh, we're playing for 300 people, that's insane. And I was like, oh my God, we're playing for 10,000 people. But it keeps being the same dream of just being able to share our music with people and keep playing live shows and keep growing as much as we can grow.
That's so great. It's very heartwarming. What advice do I would love to hear this from all three of you, if especially like if you have separate advice, but what advice would you give for young musicians out there, especially women who want to get into the music business like you guys?
Ooh, for me, from Pow, I feel like my advice is to be really clear on what you want to do. Like, have your idea, like, be confident in what you say. Obviously, with like openness, like, you're not always right. But there's just something about that gut feeling of trusting yourself and your vision and what you want to do and being true to yourself that just like really, really pulls through at the end.
Yeah, I was also going to say like authenticity is so important because people can notice that when it's like when your music is honest and when you're like so passionate about what you're doing, people really notice that and people like honest music. You know, people like honest music and music that they can relate to. So it's just really nice to be true to yourself. I feel like it is really important.
For sure. And from me, from Denny, something kind of like along the lines of what Ali just said, but remember why you like that. You know, never lose sight of that passion. I mean, and of course, with practice and a lot of hard work, but like really show the fun you can have while on stage and while recording your music. At the end of the day, people see that and people can connect with that. So remembering and also having it really close to your heart why you're doing this and stay true to that passion, I think is very important.
It's probably so fun to see people singing your songs along with you at festivals. They just gave me that image in my head when you gave your answer.
Oh, yeah, that is such a special moment. And it's It is those moments where you're like, oh my God, we are living the dream. We are working hard for it, but we are actually in this moment and we are able to live it. And it's just so amazing.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much for joining. Definitely Keep Me Fed is an amazing record. So congratulations. I cannot wait for people to hear it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the time.
Awesome. Thank you for being such a great guest here. The Warning, new record, Keep Me Fed. I love it. It's very diverse. Like they talked about, just a lot of different shades and genres in there, which really shows their talent as a band and their great diversity. I love it when a band switches it up because, sure, I like certain bands because they sound a certain way, but it's cool to hear them experiment because no one is one-dimensional and it gets boring and inauthentic when musicians put out the same stuff every time. So definitely check that out. Keep Me Fed. Thanks again to The Warning for the great chat. And if you are rocking with me for the first time, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, it's awesome to have you here as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, keep rocking.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.